Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. I have been laughing my butt off from so many of the texts coming across the text stream. Thanks to Cam and Appleton. A whole bunch of you participating online. I appreciate it. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It's been quite a ride these last couple of months in politics, and yesterday seemed to be quite the moment in politics. Again, I don't think a starker optical difference could be painted or depicted. We saw the former MAGA cult president appearing sweaty, disheveled. It was frankly Kamala Harris looking presidential and Donald Trump looking pathetic. I want to hear from you, your last thoughts, as we roll into the Dom Salvia show, which is coming up next. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. These are some words I jotted down, Brian. Yeah, presidential versus pathetic, sane versus insane, a lying loser, right, versus someone that's trying to actually answer the questions asked of them.
Yeah, I kept thinking, what a loser. Yeah. What a loser.
It's really, really, I think, shocking. Let's take a little of the sound. I think Donald Trump may have indeed pounded the nail into his own coffin in some of the answers that he gave yesterday. He was asked clearly whether or not he would veto a national abortion ban. Brian, let's take a listen to that answer Brian is finding
just a moment. I have written these in such a way that I can't read them very quickly. This is not very awesome. And I'm answering a phone call at the same time. So
Brian does five things at once. We'll find the sound. I'm going to let Greg from Waukesha get a crack at it because he's been so very patient. Sorry, Greg, I didn't get to you while our guests were still here. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What was your comment or question this afternoon?
I was just going to say that, my eyes are getting gouged out by these extreme prices. But no, seriously, no offense to me, who is, of course, a blind person. I'm sorry. But I'm paying $3,600 per month on a medication, and my pharmacy can't even get it anymore. So they're putting me on some sort of experimental. Basically, I've become a human guinea pig, and because the pharmacy won't cover it, Medicare won't cover it, these drug companies are out of control. Reference to last night, Donald Trump has a plan. He's the king of the cliffhanger, isn't he, Maggie?
He
does have a plan, though, you know? He's just got extremely smart people working,
yes,
or whatever the crap he said last night, you know. But he has a plan, you know.
Yeah, I have a concept of a plan that I might tell you about that I've been working on for 9 years, but don't have any of the specifics yet. It was a bad, terrible, no good, failing, give that. Not passing grade. Absolutely not. Let's take a quick listen to the "Would you veto a national abortion ban?" non-answer gobbledygook from Donald Trump.
If Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban. Understand, in his Project 2025, there would be a national abortion, a monitor that would be monitoring your pregnancies, your miscarriages. I think the American people believe that certain freedoms, in particular the freedom to make decisions about one's own body, should not be made by the government.
Thank you, Vice President Harris.
Well, there she goes again. It's a lie. I'm not signing a ban, and there's no reason to sign a ban, because we've gotten what everybody wanted, Democrats, Republicans, and everybody else. And every legal scholar wanted it to be brought back into the states. And the states
are voting. Not this legal scholar.
And it may take a little time. But for 52 years, this issue has torn our country apart, and they've wanted it back in the states. And I did something that nobody thought was possible. The states are now voting. What she says is an absolute lie. And as far as the abortion ban, no, I'm not in favor of abortion ban, but it doesn't matter because this issue has now been taken over by the states.
Would you veto a national abortion ban if it came
to your
desk?
Well, I won't have to because, again, two things. Number one, she said she'll go back to Congress. She'll never get the vote. It's impossible for her to get the vote, especially now with the 50-50, and essentially 50-50 in both Senate and the House. She's not going to get the vote. She can't get the vote. She won't even come close to it. So it's just talk. You know what it reminds me of? When they said they're going to get student loans terminated, and it ended up being a total catastrophe. The student loans, and then her, I think probably her boss, if you call him a boss, he spends all his time on the beach. But look.
It's hard to find a cut point. For it,
no, it's impossible. He was then pressed. J.D. Vance has said that you would veto the national abortion ban. And he basically then says J.D. Vance doesn't know what he's talking about. I haven't talked to him about it, which begged this question for me. And then we're going to go to the phones and the text lines. You haven't talked to your vice presidential candidate about abortion? What have you guys been talking about as you go on TV show after TV show insulting women every day? You haven't checked in with JD? Maybe you should, you know, dial back the childless cat lady thing. Ridiculous. Unfit. Derek from Wausau, what did you think about last night?
Oh my God. Kamala, fuck him. Mopped the floor with Donald Trump. It was fantastic.
Yeah, she was in rare and impressive form. No sharper contrast. I heard somebody say Donald Trump was sort of like Captain Queequeg with the frozen strawberries, which I thought was pretty funny. Thanks so much, Derek. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple more. Don from Milwaukee, what'd you think about last night?
Well, I want to offer a quick comment, Maggie. You know, please. I was kind of on the fence a little bit, but after hearing last night's debate, my God, I do really believe, I'm not a doctor or nothing, but I believe there's something wrong with him mentally. He's not fit to be a president. That I'll tell you right now. He couldn't even remember that he said he lost the election by a whisker.
I know. Unbelievable. Keith from Middleton, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to get to you, my friends. I will be back tomorrow. We'll probably talk some more debates since Brian pulled all sorts of cuts. Oh, congratulations, Kamala. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together. The Dom Salvia Show is up next.
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.
You talk about extreme.